Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
And I'm Petri.
And this week is pretty amazing, actually. It's full of news. We were even struggling what to select or to choose as our picks of the week.
Yeah.
But anyway, we start from probably the biggest one, which is PowerShell.
PowerShell, yeah. What happened with PowerShell?
Nothing happened with PowerShell. It just got open sourced, and they also ported it to Linux and macOS,
or
yeah. OS X, or whatever they call it.
macOS,
it's actually a big deal. Now you can take PowerShell, you can build new products on top of it, right? You can make it better, as usual. Like, everything is going open source, man. This is crazy. Once PowerShell shipped it, I didn't like it. It was just another scripting tool. But now I cannot imagine my life without PowerShell.
Yeah, I use it. I basically use it in almost all of my projects, from all the simple tasks to the bigger tasks, automation, everything. So
yeah, I'm not really talking about Windows Store apps. When in order to deploy it locally, you need to run a PowerShell script.
Exactly.
You can do it in a different way, but that's the easiest one.
Yeah.
Awesome. So go and check out the blog post and check out the PowerShell itself if you even have tried it, which I don't believe you.
Talking about open source,
We can skip this one. Just kidding. UWP Community Toolkit, Universal Windows Platform Community Toolkit. This is something that was actually driven by our team, Giorgio Sarda team, with a bunch of folks from the community. If you ask what that is,
It's basically a way to simplify app development, Universal Windows Platform app development. It got a lot of really, really cool tools, and it makes things really simple. For example, you could use extensions to blur stuff, rotate stuff, transform stuff with just one line of code. You can share stuff, like, for example, using the share contract with just one line of code to Twitter, to all these different kinds of integrations, and Facebook even, and so on, yeah.
So basically, it's like what you were missing on Universal Windows Platform, both on the UI side and the kind of, I would say, helper online utility side.
And they have some really good examples and some documentation there that can really show you the power of this. So you should go and take a look at this. It's quite easy to get started. Yeah.
It's open source on GitHub. You can submit your pull requests. Actually, two of them are, I believe, are already taking. So you can that's really great.
Yeah, go to akka.ms UW toolkit to get started.
Cool. Talking about Windows, there was a great article made by Alex about what game developers should know about Windows 10.
Yeah, and it is basically just an article that puts a lot of different things that's important into one article. And this includes, like, you know, we have an app installer that's important to know about. We have a lot of different features of Windows 10 that you can use to really, you know, take your game to the next level. You have, there's mentioning something about the FreeSync and the G-Sync, all that kind of stuff that's important to know. So you should check it out.
Yeah, it includes the Xbox Live. It includes
ID at Xbox.
ID at Xbox as well, yeah. So basically, it's also talking about the distribution models, the store, and what you can do if your game is just a Win32 app. So it's all about new things on Windows 10 that can help you as a developer, both on the technical side of things and the distribution and business and everything.
Yeah.
Big deal. Talking about gaming, just today is Thursday when we're recording it, Facebook and Unity announced that they're going to develop a brand new platform, a brand new gaming platform. Basically, it will be a sort of blend between Unity as a game engine, as a graphics engine, and Facebook as a social engine. Yeah. And it also will be a sort of new PC gaming platform. So what's important, they announced that they have currently in development a new PC gaming platform, again, based on Facebook services and Unity as an engine.
Yeah.
That's an exciting thing. And what you can do, what's called your action, you may ask. Yeah, you can just go and submit your request for a preview.
Yeah. And they got we're talking about like 650 million gamers on the Facebook platform itself.
Facebook gaming is
a big deal.
Yeah. Gaming again. I wonder why is everything about gaming?
I don't know. There must be something about us.
It must be something about us. Yes.
Yeah. So this thing is
fart
cool.
Simulator.
It's kind of. It sounds very weird, and it's actually as weird as it sounds. You know, it's fart simulator. Basically, it's something from the new South Park game, mm-hmm. where they actually integrate this new device. I think they call it the Nosulus.
Yes. Yeah. Nosulus.
And this is a device that you actually put in front of your nose. And the game is integrated with this, so when someone farts in the game, you can actually smell it. So there's this kind of thing that blows some air with kind of a perfume that smells really bad into your nose. But the real cool thing about this is that, think about this device, you're adding another sense into one of your senses into the game world. So you can have like a virtual reality world or a mixed reality world, and then it can take your nose as a sense. What about like, what will the future bring? Like, you know,
Basically, now we have vision, right? Yeah. Obviously, we're missing taste. We have sound, so we're missing taste, which is not. I believe after developed this, it's not a big deal to make taste, right? Yeah. So we have our nose involved.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah. Touch.
Touch.
That's it. Oh man, that's kind of complicated from the device perspective, but still,
yeah.
I believe we're gonna have it like within five years.
Yeah. I think this is an incredible demo. You should really go and check out the videos and what they wrote about it. This is not a device that they're actually gonna release and sell, I think, but
they will.
It's cool.
Or someone else will.
Yeah.
Man, this is awesome.
It's cool tech.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Talking about exciting things. We previously announced Windows Holographic as a new platform on Windows for different kinds of devices, different kinds of virtual reality and mixed reality devices. This week with Intel, we actually got more disclosed, and Intel also showed a demo of a very cheap device. I wouldn't say very, but relatively cheap device. Which running Windows Holographic platform.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. So basically, the whole thing about this, that it's a universal API for all kinds of virtual reality and mixed reality devices. It provides you, as a developer, it provides you a universal way to track your head, to get what we call perception APIs, and it also provides a shell, so user has a universal shell across all possible virtual reality devices. And we're going to talk about it more this year, and this year is actually going to be big about Windows Holographic. Yeah. A lot of news.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's an exciting thing because they were asking us what does Microsoft think about virtual reality? This is what we think.
Exactly.
It's a platform. And that's it. Now we have our picks of the week.
Yeah, so I, talking about, VR, mixed reality, senses, mm-hmm. or all that kind of thing. I like to play Minecraft, mm-hmm. and now I can play Minecraft in VR. I can go home and pick up my Oculus Rift and enter my little Minecraft world. It's not very little, it's like kind of, infinitely big.
Yes.
But, you can enable this in VR. And the cool thing is that they actually properly implemented VR in this game. So mm-hmm. You feel that the implementation is really good. It's smooth, it's nice to play. But also, when you need to take a break, you can just go out from the VR experience mm-hmm. and then you enter a virtual reality room. And then your Minecraft game is just like on the wall, like you were sitting in a cinema or something. So you can just, take a break from the VR yeah. because it gets kind of intense. Especially if you're not used to VR applications. So you just can step out from it and then relax a little bit and then go right into your VR world again.
I believe they also support like cross-device gameplay because they already have it on Android for years.
Yeah.
Not for years, but for a long time. And you can basically play with other players.
Multiplayer.
That's a big deal. They announced it almost a year ago and now they finally shipped it.
Yeah, finally.
Awesome. So next is my pick of the week. And I was waiting for this really, really hard. And because all these self-driving things, they're kind of here, but not quite here. And the one we have with Tesla, which is the only one available like generally available. It's not quite self-driving, so you need to pay attention. Finally, it happens. This month, so it's not like next month or next 5 years or something. This month, Uber in Pittsburgh is going to enable self-driving cars. So you will be able to order one and drive, I mean, like, not drive, sit in there and just being moved to a place you want to with a self-driving car. This is big. It finally goes like to anyone. You don't need to spend like $200,000 on the car to experience self-driving. You just call for your Uber, man. That's amazing, and that's also a scary thing, right?
Yeah.
But in a good way.
And this is just, is this just like this pilot testing kind of place
where
you go?
Of course.
And then they move, hopefully this will be fine and we can start Ubering in self-driverless cars here in Seattle.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
So that's it for this week. Thank you for being with us. And
thank you.
Have fun.
Enjoy. Go play with the news.